Here's some a few statistics for you. A bit of news with regard to Stratford Food Bank. They've told us that demand has doubled in the last 4 years. They've gone from feeding 86 people a month to 180 a month in Stratford. Those are the 2013 to 2017 figures. They say the changes to the benefit system are one of the main reasons. Well, Food Bank manager Marion Homer is with us this morning. Hello, Marion. Good morning.
Hello, Lorna.
Were you surprised at these figures?
Yes, we don't do a lot of number crunching at the food bank, really and truly. What we just try and do is make sure we're there, available to offer people food parcels when they're in quite a situation. However, we've just kind of reached our fourth anniversary, so I was doing a bit of number crunching so that we can kind of talk about that at the AGM. And yes, I was surprised when I looked. There's a slight error in what you've just said. It's actually an average of 163 a month that we're feeding, but that's still a huge increase from the sort of the 85 to 100 that we were doing before.
So 163, that's a lot of people, though, isn't it, that you're seeing come to you every month?
Absolutely. We're very fortunate in that we do have the vouchers that people bring to the food bank do give the main reasons why people come and are referred to us for help. And there's always the top three reasons, which are benefit delays, benefit changes, and low income. Usually benefit delays and benefit changes are the top two, but in the last 12 months or so, it's been low income. Now, if you stop and think about that, that's really quite scary. That means that there are people who aren't able to put food on the table, but they still, when they're talking to the referral agency, saying that they have somebody in employment. Now, we are apolitical. We don't really spend a lot of time trying to think about the reasons. We just try to make sure we're there to meet the need. But, you know, we can only wonder whether there are more people working zero-hour contracts, or they're notionally employed, but they're still not getting the pay packets at the end of the month. And we also know that there is changes to with universal credit, where people are being paid rather than getting their benefits on a weekly basis, they're getting it given to them at the start of the month. Now, if you're not on very much money, if those benefits aren't really very much in the first place, you can imagine how hard it might be come week four or five to actually have enough money to feed your family.
Well, it's also a very different way of going about budgeting, Marion, isn't it? If you're used to doing it on a weekly basis, to then go doing it on a monthly basis, that's a big change.
Yeah, absolutely. We think that's very, very hard for a lot of people. We have noticed that we are seeing a lot more families, not the actual whole family comes into the food bank, but people receiving food parcels for a family. Our biggest group has always been singles, and it still is singles. And anecdotally, those are generally single men, because I think the benefit systems generally catch families and single parent families and mums a little bit easier. However, having said that, I've been down at the food bank, and I know the people in the warehouse are saying, we're just giving food parcels for families after families after families. And there's a statistic that says about 22% of the food that we provide is going to children. Now, that's in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is, as you probably know, a beautiful town, and it's easy to think when you come round the river that, you know, we've got it made over here, but I can tell you that there are people in Stratford who are struggling.
Where do you get your donations from?
Well, that's one of our fantastic, fantastic things. The people in Stratford are immensely, immensely generous. We've got food baskets at Tesco's, at Morrison's and at Waitrose. We also have a food box, the most beautiful wooden food box in Holy Trinity Church, and people bring their food there. So it's just general residents normally that are bringing food to us, or we have schools that do collections for us, churches, and we have lots of volunteers that empty those food baskets and bring them up to our food bank up on the Tesco's car park. Having said that, we are still at the moment giving away twice as much as we are taking in, even though our food donations are increasing. In February to March, we took in almost 600 kilograms of food, which is incredible, but we've given out in the same period 1200 kilograms of food.
Gosh.
So you can see that we've got a bit of a situation here. So I would ask anybody that's listening and that lives in Stratford to just think whether or not they could put a little bit of extra into those food baskets for us. Can I tell you the particular things that we would like to
have? Yeah, absolutely, because I'm sure that, Marion, this is applicable to food banks across Coventry and Warwickshire.
It is, definitely. There is a food bank in Coventry and Warwickshire. They, like us, are part of the Trussell Trust network. So we're all independent charities, but we operate according to the Trussell Trust way of doing things, which is fantastic. Now, generally, most food banks can't take in fresh and chilled items. We don't have the facilities to take that. So the kind of food that we give away is tinned and packaged food, okay? But it's very important that people understand that every single food parcel we give out is nutritionally balanced. We make sure there's the right amount of carbohydrate, the right amount of vegetables, a little bit of sugar, because sometimes, or sweet treats, because sometimes some people that have come to us may not have eaten, you know, for a few days beforehand, and they need a little bit of extra to kind of give them some energy. But the particular things that we're looking for at the moment would be tinned pies, tinned ham, corned beef, rice, rice pudding, tinned vegetables like sweet corn, and pasta sauces. And it's always nice to be able to give away a few extras this time of the year, like Easter items for children. So
yeah,
if anyone,
especially if you're,
you know,
dealing with
an
families,
Easter egg for a son or a daughter, pop that in the box as well.
Marion, it's been a pleasure. I hope we can talk again, actually. There's a lot there that we could cover, and hopefully we'll be able to invite you into the studio.
I'd love to come
again.
Back. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. More families that they're seeing in preparation for their AGM. 163 a month, up from 85 that they've gone feeding. That's at the Stratford Food Bank. I think there's a lot more to talk about there on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. We should do that.